Welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's lovely to be back in studio. I'm Catherine Young. You know me by now. But today we're talking about a very interesting topic, and that is bookkeeping for small businesses. Now, as a small business owner, I know you hate it. You never have the time. You think it's not important. But all those things are not quite true. Njideka, you're going to tell us all about it?
Well, like you said, they're not true.
Yeah.
You need it.
Exactly.
You have to have it. It's not optional for small businesses.
Exactly.
Because it makes for better organization.
Yeah.
It helps you to plan, especially, it really does help you to plan.
Yeah.
And what I usually tell small businesses as we discuss with them and we go along, I tell them that you don't have to buy an expensive package.
Yes.
You don't have to. You can just start with your simple ledger, credits and debits.
Yes.
And there are some other packages that are free. You can use Xero.
Yeah.
You can, Simply Accounting is there. It might not be cheap, but it might not be free, but it's available.
Yes, yes. Excel has some spreadsheets.
They have some spreadsheets you can use. So you don't have to think that you're going to invest a lot of money in it. But it actually helps for record keeping. It helps you especially to plan, to look at the future, and understand where your business is going to.
It's so important what you're saying. And coming from a bank, I would imagine that's even more important when you start dealing with these small businesses.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. It's very important. We need to see how they run their businesses.
Yeah.
It helps you to make the lending decision, really.
Yeah.
Because you come to an office, you need to see how the goods are moving in, how they're coming in. You need to look at their inventory.
Right.
So it's really important for them that, for small businesses, that they have proper bookkeeping.
Yeah.
That's why we call it bookkeeping. As the business grows
and
you feel you're getting bigger, then you can employ an accountant.
I love that.
It's in the beginning, make it cheap, make it nice, make it easy. And there are basic things you just do.
Yeah.
Credits, debits, have a ledger, look at what goes in, balance your books, look at where you go to the bank.
Yeah.
So for me and for the bank, for us as a bank really, it's very important. And for a business, not even for the bank, for the business as a whole, at least you have to know how your business is being run.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. How can you make decisions on your business if you don't know what's happening in them? And
really,
you know, Njideka, I so often, when we work with the small entrepreneurs, they literally just, they're so busy running their little businesses that they think that the paperwork will just sort itself out. And then when they get stuck in either cash flow or financial challenges, they don't understand, because it's like you say, they didn't have the foresight of what was going on. So in terms of regulatory obligations and bookkeeping, have you got some thoughts there?
Yeah, they go hand in hand, because you have to keep proper books for tax purposes.
Yes.
We all eventually have to pay taxes.
Yes.
You have to keep proper book for pension.
Yeah.
You have one or two employees, you need to pay them pension. You need to understand where your money goes
to.
And for different countries, you need to do it for insurance purposes also.
Yeah.
And depending on the kind of business you're running, like small-time manufacturers, you need to do it for regulatory bodies.
Yeah.
For certification, maybe you're in the medical field, you need to have proper bookkeeping. For certification, they need to come and inspect your books.
Right.
For people doing small exports, you have to have those in place, because the bodies that inspect, the inspection agencies, we need to come and see how you run your business, what you're exporting, where it's going to. So it's very important as a small business. It's very important for any business, really. It doesn't have to be a small business.
I agree.
But why we talk about small businesses, because they're just starting.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, as your business grows, you now have to graduate to an accountant.
Yeah.
Just start with the basic accounting.
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of ensuring that at least you have to see if you've made profits at the end of the year.
Of course.
And how will you see that if you're not keeping your books
properly?
Of course.
In our part of the world, in South Africa, we have these small accounting firms who have offers or packages for small businesses where they can't afford a full-time accountant yet. They've now passed the stage of bookkeeping. They're not quite yet in terms of full-time accountant. And then they have this service where the accountant does their books for a fee a month. Do you have the same in Nigeria?
Yeah, sure, we do. For small businesses, we do. You don't have to have a full-time accountant.
Right.
It costs a lot of money.
Exactly.
And especially for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So you have accountants that come in once every quarter.
Right.
Every 6 months.
Right.
Check your books.
Yeah.
Tell you what you're not doing right.
Right.
And you just pay them. It's like pay as you go. You come in, do your work, and I pay you for the services. But it helps even when you approach, you're looking for investment at
That's
the end
right.
of the day.
That's
you
right.
need to show your investors
That's
where
right.
you're going to,
yeah.
where your business is heading to. and how they can come in to help.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So bookkeeping for small businesses, remember, there are various financial packages available. Some of them are for free, some of them are paid, but make sure that you start from the start with something solid so that you don't have to catch up later. The other thing is the financial records are important, as Njideka said, and then your regulatory obligations. There are some in every country. Just in closing then, because this is a part of the short mini-series, as you will know, is there anything else that you can think of that we've not covered for bookkeeping that you want to leave the thought with the entrepreneurs?
You have to keep your books. You have to keep it right. You have to make sure it's done. You also have to do personal bookkeeping for yourself. I tell them to do that. Do personal bookkeeping of your expenses,
yeah,
so that you will understand which state of your development that you are in at the point in time. So it's not just bookkeeping for small businesses.
Yes.
We have bookkeeping for Catherine, bookkeeping for Njideka.
Yeah.
We have to have that for ourselves. It clearly helps for better financial planning. Not only for financial, every other thing you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you keep books too, in your head maybe. Exactly. But we all do bookkeeping of some
sort. It's a very important point, I think. And also the one point that I wanted to touch on with that is in your personal capacity, we touched it in the other video, but your personal capacity versus your business, mm-hmm, and also your bookkeeping personally versus your business, it shows, right?
It does.
It shows whether the investor would potentially be able to trust you as a business owner on how you as a business owner keep your own books.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier, that as your business grows, you need to show your investors your books.
Yes.
They need to understand where you're going, who you are, and your projections for the future. There's no way you can show them, I'm trying to move from point A to point B without proper bookkeeping.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're in business to make profits.
Exactly.
So if you keep your books properly, you will understand maybe by half of the year, I'm going to make profits. I'm not moving in the right direction.
Exactly.
I need to change my system.
Yeah.
I need to change my style.
Yeah.
But bookkeeping helps to give you a clearer picture of where you're going to and what you're going to do at the end of the year.
I think that's fabulous advice to the entrepreneurs. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
Go keep your books, entrepreneurs. If there are any other resources that you may want to go look at Capterra.com for software accounting, Nairometrics.com. There's interesting regulatory and compliance requirements on that link. And then LawParty.com, doing business in Nigeria. It's a brief legal guide to go and see what's going to be required from you, from a bookkeeping perspective. It's been lovely to have you in studio.
Thank you, Catherine.
Hope to have you here back soon.
We'll do that.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much.
Until next time, bye-bye.